Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for Jerry today. We've got just a few minutes left in this segment. And if you want to be a part of the show, Seth.Mila@WSAU.com. Old habits, man. They're really, really hard to break. And a little insight into the radio gig. These are, I call it a crutch phrase. You give out your identifier, how you can get in touch with us while you're doing something else. You do it 100 million times a day. It's automatic, right? And while I'm looking at something else that I got to pay attention to over here, I'd start to tell you how you can contact me, except that it was how you contact me for the morning show that I do over here, not Jerry Bader's program. Sorry about that. You can reach me at Seth.Mila@WSAU.com. Can you tell the coffee's wearing off just a little bit? All right. There's breaking news coming to us out of Brazil. A little while ago, I talked to you about one of the things that I thought would be a good situation of a Trump presidency. Is I think he would strike the living fear of God into these punks that are trying to destroy our country. And I told you, leading into that point, that Al-Qaeda and some others have issued a warning that they are planning to attack American, French, Israeli athletes in Rio. They are so bold that they have said what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, where they're going to do it. That's bold, man, to let your victims know and the cops know we're coming. That's bold. Well, here's a late breaking development on this. Brazilian police, according to Fox News Alert, Brazilian police have ordered the detention of 12 people who are allegedly pledging allegiance to the Islamic State group via social media and have openly discussed possible attacks during Rio Olympics. The Justice Minister, I really should stop talking now. The Justice Minister, Alexandra de Moraes, said in the capital of Brasilia that 10 people have been arrested and two more are being sought. 12 are Brazilian, one is a minor. The police say that the group has discussed the use of weapons, guerrilla tactics, potentially launching an attack on the Olympics. And this is what's going on right now. They were complete amateurs and ill-prepared, he says, to actually launch an attack. A few days ago, they said they should start practicing martial arts, for example. Sure, because you can learn enough martial arts in a week to be an effective attack team. Moray said even the disorganized groups should be taken seriously, and he's right. You don't have to be all that skilled in weapons and tactics in combat to strap on explosives and pull the trigger, do you? 10 different states, Sao Paulo and others, are where these arrests happen. Why is this significant? It's significant because obviously this is not a group that is probably going to take out and cause an attack, but they're emboldened. They think they can. They want to try. And here's why it's an issue. Think about this for a second. You're in a group of people, and a bully walks in the room, and he walks up to somebody standing next to you and punches them square in the face and takes their lunch money. Walks off. Next day, exact same thing. He walks in, punches somebody, takes their money, walks off. The next time he walks into the room, he looks you dead in the eye and says, "I am going to punch you in the face, and I'm going to take your lunch money." What do you feel? You're afraid. You're scared for your safety because he has proven that not only can he do what he says, but he probably will. He has done it. In this situation of the terrorists issuing a warning to the athletes in Brazil, poking their finger in our eye, in the eyes of the Brazilian authorities, of the athletes that are there, because they have successfully walked into the room and punched somebody in the face and taken their lunch money, because they've done it successfully and nobody has really stepped up and prevented them from doing it. Well, sure, they've been punished. Well, that guy got hit. That guy got taken out. But now, look, there's another guy that comes in and he punches somebody. because they have been so successful, now the simple threat of doing it is a terrorist attack because it has the same effect. When you do an act of terrorism, they know that going in and blowing up a bunch of innocent people, that we're not going to withdraw. We're not going to go, oh, I'm so sorry, we're out. But it causes the people of the society to be filled with fear and dread. That's how a terrorism attack works. Well, now, look at this. Now, they don't actually have to carry out a terrorist attack. They just have to issue a press release that says, we're going to carry out an attack, and it has the same effect because they've done it successfully before. They've killed hundreds of innocent people violently, horribly. They've done it. So just saying that we're going to do it is pretty stinking effective. This is where we have to get brutal and attack them the way they're attacking us. All right. There's a lot more that I wanted to get to today, but just not enough time. I do want to take a minute before I'm out of time to say thank you. It's a rare opportunity that I get to sit in and host the Jerry Bader program. And I love the flood of emails that I get every time that I do this. Yes, both positive and negative. There's been a handful of people that have had some really hateful things to say while I've been on the air, to which I say thank you for listening and thank you for boosting our ratings. To those of you who say you really appreciate, I appreciate too. The invitation is, tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me what you agree with. Tell me what you disagree with. Let me know what you think. Okay? All right. I'm going to step aside and get on out of here. For most of us, the Rush Limbaugh program is coming up next. Thank you for letting me be here. Check me out on our Facebook page, Seth Mila, WSAU on Facebook. Talk to you next time. See ya.
Show.com.